Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Christina after this.
At B&K Equipment, we're proud to offer Oklahoma's largest selection of John Deere equipment, always backed by an honest opinion and a helping hand. Take advantage of our Double XL sale. For a limited time, bring home John Deere commercial mowing equipment with zero-turn mowers starting at $64.99. John Deere mowers have the heaviest-duty mowing decks in the industry and come with new transmissions for more efficient power usage. Visit pkequipment.com for your nearest location. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 7/31/12. See P&K Equipment for details.
Neighbors, there's a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. From 9 to 10 each morning, enjoy free coffee and rolls in the Cox Pavilion. Then see all the latest in agriculture and register for great prizes like Scott Daly's Round Pen, given away by the Radio Oklahoma Network. The Hustler Swart Mower, the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks. At noontime, grab yourself a ribeye sandwich from the Oklahoma Cattlewoman. Free admission, free parking. The Southern Plains Farm Show at Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 19th, 20th, and 21st. I guarantee you'll have a great time. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced plans to publish its final guidance 209 in the Federal Register this last week. The guidance on the use of antibiotics in livestock and poultry production was first proposed in June of 2010. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director for Legislative Affairs Christina Butts says organizations on all sides of the debate had a voice in the process, and FDA has made some changes to guidance 209 since the initial time it was released.
That really kind of sets forward the Food and Drugs Administration's philosophy on how the industry should use antibiotics judiciously, especially those that are critically important in human medicine.
Christina says they've also issued draft guidance 213 for public comment as well.
What the Food and Drug Administration is looking for is for the industry to shift their label claims. So any technologies right now that have a growth promotion claim, the agency is asking the industry to voluntarily change the labels to either a control, a treatment, or a prevention claim, depending on the technology and what the science shows.
And there's a third step taken by the FDA this last week, but says that was to invite comment on the veterinary feed directive.
And this is the agency's wish to have more veterinarian oversight over antibiotics administered in livestock. And this document also is a draft document, so we're also very early in the conversations having these discussions. And I think what's important is to make sure that all stakeholders, especially those of us that represent producers in rural America, are able to share some of the challenges about having large animal veterinarians readily available to have that increased oversight.
And Christina Butts tells us there are already real-world examples of what could happen if farmers lose their ability to treat animals with antibiotics down on the farm.
We can look at countries like Denmark, who have pretty much, for the most part, banned the use of antibiotics for control and prevention.